Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Anderson, he is gone. He got traded. Rebuild continues. And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Wednesday, midway point of the week. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's on vacation. He'll be back in just a couple weeks. He'll be out of a little while. Kale Berger, he's producing. Jim Colony, he'll be around in his requisite time a little later on. Good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
Fantastic. How you doing? I am. This is my Thursday.
Yes. I'm aware of that. So that is that's good for you, winding down the week. All right. One of these... They don't always do things like they used to, and when you find something that happens like it used to be, you kind of get a big thumbs up, right? So how about this situation happened to me? So I bought shoes not long. I've transitioned now that my leisure shoes are running shoes. I like that feel. I like the feel of, you know.
They're comfy.
Comfy.
Bleah.
Now I have like workout shoes and then running shoes for working out when it's like a heavy running day when we're doing that. And then running shoes are ones that I don't work out in or run in that I wear to work. Pardon me. Because I find that they, you know, they're the most supportive and the best shoes. So I went and I bought these Mizuno running shoes that I like. I like shoes with just like a little touch of fluorescence to them.
Okay.
I just like the style of them and I really like the feel of them. So I wore them probably 8 to 10 times to work. Nothing stressful, anything. Walking up the stairs, down the stairs, into the garage, out of the garage, you know, nothing. The other day, it was Monday, I guess. I looked down at my shoe at like 9 o'clock. The front rubber piece of the shoe is just like the hot glue or whatever it is. And these are like $125 running shoes. Just peeled off, like flapping in the wind.
That sounds like a return.
Right. Well, this is the thing. In this disposable society, in the day of, like when I was little, I would go to, there was a place on Main Street in Sharpsburg called Wagner's.
Right.
That there was like the same man, he worked there. You would, and there was one in Lawrenceville as well. You would go there and you'd just buy your shoes and you would think nothing of if something was wrong because they would like see you all the time buying your shoes.
There's an old school cobbler.
Yes.
There was one on Brownsville Road in Carrick. Ricardi's, I think it was called.
Yeah, and he would sell Nikes and he'd have like 10, 15 pairs of shoes to choose from. If not, he'd order them and he'd buy them by your size. You'd think nothing of walking in there and being like, hey, pal, my shoes are jacked up. Well, I was apprehensive because even though you spent a decent amount on shoes, you think, how is the world working right now? They're going to tell you, oh, here's a card for the distributor or whatever. I can't help you. As you buy shoes, live at your own risk. So I went in, and I know that they don't advertise with us, and they don't really advertise, but this Pro Bike Run, this place I really like that's in North Park. So I walk in, I go up, and I'm like apprehensive. I go, pardon me, sir. I bought these shoes. I probably wore them 10 times. Didn't run in them, didn't work out in them. Honestly, just wore them to work and look at it. Guy looks at me and he goes, no, and I'm like, I'm ready for, hey, pal, sorry. You know, he looks at me and he goes, that's unacceptable. It's not good enough. I'm going to look up in the computer exactly how much they were, and we're going to walk over and you're going to pick out ones that are the exact same price, and that's how we fix
it.
There you go. And I was like, that shouldn't blow me away. But in today's society, like customer service and the and making things right, it kind of blew me away.
Well, here's
and
here's,
now I got these. Now I got these new shoes.
Oh, those are nice.
Brooks. I got Brooks. These Brooks that I like.
So here's two factors. I'm going to look at this pragmatically.
Uh-huh.
Two factors that go into this. One is you went to like a specialty shop, so they're going to make sure they take care of you. Great customer service. They want you to come back because they can see this guy likes to buy these kind of shoes. We want to get a customer for life, right?
Yeah.
So credit to them for that. I'm not faulting anyone for that. Second part of it is, you mentioned the disposable nature mm-hmm. of society now. I have a feeling he's going to send those back to the manufacturer, right?
Okay.
He'll probably get some kind of credit in his wholesale pricing with the manufacturer next time he's buying from Brooks or whatever it may be. Because manufacturers now understand they've got baked in, not that they haven't always to a certain extent, but 50 years ago, mm-hmm. companies that made things made sure every single one was as perfect as possible before it rolled off a line and went to a customer.
Now they have a plus now, minus, you're telling
yes,
me?
Yes, there's a margin. There's a margin for error. And they probably figure Brooks, the shoe company, yeah, you know, we know about 3% of our shoes might have some kind of defect that's going to end up coming back to us. It's baked into the cost. That's why it costs $115 for our shoes, because they're excellent, but every once in a while, we know there's going to be a problem. We just take them back, no questions asked. So that's where we're – it's like – it's the same thing as – well, it's not quite the same thing, but it's close to when, like, I've told you, there's probably 3 days a week I stop at the UPS store on the way home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm returning something to Amazon that my wife has purchased, basically tried on, and decided she didn't like.
My friend told me that. My friend Bob just told me yesterday. He goes, he'll buy because his son wants a Tatis jersey for the first day of school. He okay. goes, I'll just buy two in two different sizes.
Yeah, and you should
and take
send
it
one
back to Kohl's.
Yeah.
Because Kohl's is where you ship
it from. I don't
need
to go to the store and go in the dressing room that they, I don't even know if you're allowed to go in dressing rooms yet or not. I'll just have both shipped to me and then return one. Yeah. So that's everybody's got that all baked into everything they do now.
I was anticipating, I don't know why, I'm not a glass half empty guy. I'm a glass half full guy, I promise. But I was anticipating the guy to shrug his shoulders, look at me and go, hey, man, sorry about your luck. Here's a card for, because the other ones were Mizuno's. Here's a card for Mizuno. You're going to have to take it up with the company. I'm just the middleman here. And I that would have been okay with me because of the way society is. It is like, I don't want to say it blew me away, but it came pretty close that the guy was like, I can't allow this to happen.
It's the way customer service should be.
I know. And I felt like my grandfather or something, like, hey, I told the guy, I go, I'm going to come buy shoes here now.
But like, see, he got exactly what he wanted.
Correct.
He got a customer for life. And it's nothing against the big box sporting goods stores. Like, Dick's, obviously, is the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you go to their shoe department and have the same thing, they might take care of you. But it's going to be a lot harder. You're going to walk into the shoe department with your box of shoes to return. You'll be like, listen, let me show you what happened to these. And some kid who might just be working there for the summer while he's home from college is going to be like, oh, let me call my manager. And then the manager's going to come out and he's going to look at the shoes. And, I got to send you up front. Let's see what we can do. And then you're going to sit there and you're going to talk to another manager.
Well, did you buy
register.
The warranty?
Right. So,
you have
again,
a scorecard.
I do.
Right.
And I buy 7,000 packs of sunflower seeds from you every summer. So hopefully that all counts for points. Anyway, but like with the big box stores, it's not the same personal interaction. Now, you know this guy from that store, and he knows you.
Never met him till that day, and he acted like he was my best friend. It was,
It's why shopping small and local still matters.
Man, I couldn't agree with you more.
Nothing against the big box stores. Nothing against the Giant Eagles and the Dick's and all the big companies, especially the ones that are located and headquartered here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes to get that kind of customer service, you got to go to someplace small and local.
I wish we had more of an opportunity to do it. You know, that's the other thing. Like, we say shop local all the time. Sometimes all the places are out. Like, they're out of business. We don't have the chance to do it. It was a microcosm of, I felt like I was my grandfather or something. And just two gentlemen came to a very simple solution. And a guy that, he was either part owner or at the very least the manager of that place. I think he had an ownership stake in the place. He just said, like, this isn't good enough because my name and my reputation is that piece of rubber that's flapping off your shoe that shouldn't be doing that.
Right. And somebody's going to ask you about those shoes, and you're going to say you got them from this store, and I don't like that. No. I got to take care of it. It's a sense of ownership.
And it was like, and I thought about the great American machine. Like, if everything ran that way.
Well, here's the thing. Big companies used to run that way, way back in the day.
I know.
You'd go into wherever, you know, what, after buying anything, and you'd be like, listen, I've only have worn these 10 times. And they'd be like, oh, well, let's take care of you. But part of the price of convenience is you don't always get the same customer service or the same product.
But I'm as guilty as anybody because
we all are.
I get 35 packages on the front porch a day. Jeez. You know, I do. I do. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm married to the convenience. So I'd be a hypocrite if I said I don't like the convenience or I don't like the big box either because, you know, what's the bad part about walking in and being able to buy tires for your car and also a picnic lunch in the same place?
Right.
I mean,
it's nice to have that everything at your fingertips, but like if you bought those same things at Sam's Club or Costco, they might take them back, but they're not going to personally walk you back and find you a new pair and all that.
Right. So anyway, that was my day. I was just, you know, that is a, you know, there's a world that you can't crack unless you really are deep into it, is the hardcore runner world. You know, I'm wearing these shoes.
Yeah.
I'm not a poser. I'm just wearing these shoes because they're comfortable for me. The people who really utilize like the, because I had like these carbon fiber Brooks that were like $230 that like people that are like runners.
They like spring your feet back up off the ground and stuff.
Yeah. Runners that run marathons. That world is a different world. You can't be in that club unless you're really in that club.
Yeah.
Like the marathoner, ultra. Like there's a woman on my street. She is a real, ran cross country and track at the University of Florida. Like she's legit, runs marathons, goes cold and runs a marathon. Like that's a different world.
I don't even like running a lap around a track, man. I forget what got me to thinking about this last night. Something about, it was about, maybe this is a conversation for later. They're going to start having padded practices at training camp today, right?
Yes.
So they'll have the backs on backers, which is the modern day iteration of the Oklahoma, right? It's as close as we get to Oklahoma's anymore. And I just I got to thinking about the drills that I liked and did not like in different sports growing up. I didn't mind Oklahoma's. Like, it was fun. You got to hit, right?
You start looking at the line to see who, like, you're
matched
up against.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and you go, okay,
back.
I'm either going to get steamrolled here
or
I got a chance to actually do some damage. And it wasn't often I looked at the other line and thought I had a chance to do some damage. But anyway. And it got me to thinking about the stuff that I hated about practices growing up. And the only thing I came back to was running. Nothing I hated more than at the end of a long football practice as a kid. And they're like, all right, four laps around the field.
I'm like, oh my God. In a weird way.
I hate running.
You want to hear this crazy psychological thing? I actually don't mind running when I'm tired. I'm okay with running when I'm tired more than I am when I'm fresh. It's very weird.
You could wake me up after a 9.5 hour sleep, feed me 6 gallons of coffee, rejuvenate my body with shots of whatever you have to do, and tell me, you only have to sprint 400 meters around the track, and I'd still dread it. Like, I suck at running. I'm terrible at it.
See, and the other thing psychologically for me is I would much rather do an out. If you told me you have to go out and back, okay? Like, you have to go out a half mile and back.
Mm-hmm.
I would much rather do that than run straight 1 mile because it's a sense of...
Yeah, you're coming back in.
It could even be longer, well, and I'd enjoy that more.
It's why I never minded sprints as much as, like, gassers, as much as I minded running those four laps at the end of practice. that they would make you do. I was like, I don't mind
when I'm tired running. When I'm fresh, I'm just like, I'm always worried, like, I'm going to blow myself out here. This is ridiculous. But anyway, big ups to that place, Bike Run. No commercials for, I'm just not saying, I'm just saying. The guy was super, super great. Totally super great. And just was like, it's not satisfactory. Let's go get some new shoes. Matt Clement, we talked to him coming up at 7 o'clock. Ray Fittipaldo at 8 o'clock. It's busy. Ray is now on the clock, Ray Fittipaldo. Yeah. It is, his life is finished. He's done until
January.
Yes, he's reporter Ray. Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, covers the Steelers. Lots going on. We talk Steelers. We talk Penguins in the first segment. Getting money in the first hour. Lots happening. And a little Olympic talk because there's a big story in the world. We get into that as well. Good morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.